reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the village and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has just heard about his cousin, John the Baptizer's death. He is grieved and needs some time away. He gets in a boat and has the apostles take him to the other shore. But when he reaches the shore, he sees a huge crowd waiting for him. These people are waiting for him because they believe he will cure their sick. Wouldn't Jesus have had every right to tell Peter to set off again and not get out of the boat? And yet, Jesus gets out, and Matthew tells us that he had pity for the people. Perhaps his own condition of grief deepens the pity he has for these people, who come with their loved ones who are ill, who come with hope that he will help them. And he does. He heals their sick. Maybe the fact that Jesus was already in a state of sadness caused him to be more sensitive to the pain he saw in the crowd waiting for him. This brought back to my memory an incident that took place more than a few years ago. I was teaching in an elementary school and was experiencing a situation which caused me great pain and anxiety in my own private life. I had a heavy heart as I began this particular day in school. Then one of the students came into the room, Patrick, who was about 10 years old. His face was swollen and bruised. When I saw him, I think I felt some of the compassion that Jesus felt when he saw the pain that many of those people on the shore were suffering. When I asked Patrick what had happened, he told me that some boys from a neighboring school had beat him up on his way home from school the day before. The grief that I was already holding in my heart was enough to sadden me. But when I saw Patrick in his sorry state, somehow that grief seemed to make me more able to reach out to him with a deeper compassion that I think I would have had otherwise. I know I was more sensitive to his condition and tried to do what I could to help him. The pain that was already in my heart enabled me to be more present to him than if I had been in a good place that day. I would have responded to Patrick's pain on any given day, but the fact that I was already grieving, already in a state of anxiety and sadness, caused me to respond in a much more compassionate and sincere manner. Jesus wanted solitude to deal with his grief, yet when he saw the sick and needy, he healed them. Maybe the pain he already was experiencing over the death of John contributed to his not only healing them, but even feeding them as well. In a sense, Jesus was the wounded healer. He was hurting from the death of his cousin and probably realizing that this was just a step closer to his own death. And when he encountered these people in such great need, he extended his mercy to them. I wonder if his sadness prompted him to do more for them than they could ever have imagined. There are many lessons to be learned from this account of the loaves and fish. One of the lessons could well be that no matter what state of mind or body we may be in, no matter how wounded we may be, we can still be an instrument of help for another. It may even be because of our woundedness, and not in spite of it, that we are able to support another who is suffering. Perhaps the hollow space in our heart that our pain has created gives us the capacity to offer that space to another who is in need. Dear compassionate God, you gave us Jesus to show us your compassion. Please grant us the grace to imitate Jesus' response to those in need. Help us to realize that your power can work through us on our good days when we have light hearts and on our bad days when our hearts are heavy with grief. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, our brother. Amen.